With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
610 Sports Radio, get off my bumper traffic.
This is former Chiefs All-Pro tackle Mitchell Schwartz, and the best Chiefs content in town is right here with Carrington Harrison on The Drive.
Right now, we're joined by Dan Hoard. He is the Cincinnati Bengals play-by-play voice. Our NFL coverage on 610 is brought to you by Twin Peaks, where you can eat, drink, and see the scenic views. Dan, we appreciate you making time for us and hopping on today, man. Thanks a bunch.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
I remember when I realized that Patrick Mahomes was different. He made a throw against the San Francisco 49ers that just not a lot of human beings can make. That was that moment for me where I'm like, hey, I think the Chiefs have something special at the quarterback position. When was that moment for you with Joe Burrow where you realized that Cincinnati had their answer in having a franchise quarterback?
I'll be honest with you, it was before he arrived in Cincinnati. So we knew the Bengals had the number one pick in the draft. We knew they were likely to take Joe Burrow. And then in the college football playoff, you'll remember the game against Oklahoma, the semifinal game, where he threw something like 8 touchdown passes in the first half. It was something ridiculous. You know, they won the game by a million points. And I remember watching that game on TV and just laughing, thinking, holy cow, did the Bengals stink at the right time? Because they're going to have the opportunity to draft this guy. And obviously he has lived up to any possible expectation any of us had and has exceeded it in his first three seasons.
I think a lot of times as sports people use cliches like, that guy's just got it. Man, Burrow's got it. There's just something about the way he carries himself. There's something about the way that he plays. There's something about at times their offensive line struggles, but it just doesn't seem to have any phase on his preparation. Burrow's just different than most quarterbacks in the league.
He is, and I've come up with 4 letters to describe why. It's very simple. Number one, S for smart. He knows what the defense is going to do before the ball is snapped. More like a Tom Brady than a guy who's 26 years old in his third NFL season. T, he's tough. He bounced back from the horrific knee injury in the following season, was ready for opening day and took the Bengals to the Super Bowl. A, he is accurate. Statistically, he is the most accurate quarterback in NFL history. Now that he has enough passes to qualify, I'm using a completion percentage to make that case. And then finally, R, he is a ringleader. This franchise has marched to the beat of his drum from his first day here. So STAR, he is a star. And those are 4 reasons why.
Right now we're talking to Dan Hoard. He is the play-by-play voice for the Cincinnati Bengals. Dan, is there any fear when it comes to Burrow about what it's going to look like once he gets paid? I mean, he's not playing under this contract for too much longer. And I'm sure by now you've seen the stat that Mahomes is the only player on that veteran deal that's starting. There's a lot of guys on rookie deals, and we know the advantages that it creates for your roster. Is there a worry when you take away a T. Higgins, you take away a Tyler Boyd, you take away a Hayden Hurst, what Burrow's going to look like once their roster starts to change?
There's a worry among fans, but there's no worry among Joe Burrow. He was asked the question a week or two ago about, you know, how long is the ideal Super Bowl window for you? And he said, the window's my entire career. And I interviewed the team's owner, Mike Brown, a few days after that. And I asked him about Joe Burrow's comment. And he said, that's true. The great quarterbacks find a way to make it happen. Mike Brown, the Bengals owner, specifically cited Patrick Mahomes as an example of that. So, yes, there are going to be salary cap challenges to come once Joe Burrow becomes the highest paid quarterback in the NFL or close to it. But I would like to think, and I do believe this, I think that Joe Burrow is going to try to structure his contract in such a way, much like Patrick Mahomes did by signing a 10-year deal, that allows the Bengals to keep players. You won't be able to keep them all. That's impossible when your quarterback, you know, makes $50 million or whatever it turns out to be. But I don't think he is going to demand that all of it is guaranteed or anything like that. I think he will try to find a way to keep guys like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins or whichever Bengal star you want to name.
I know how Mahomes gets treated here in Kansas City. He gets treated like a rock star. He should be. I think he's the best player in the National Football League and one of the biggest American athletes. What is it like for Burrow in Cincinnati?
It's exactly the same. He is a national coast-to-coast rock star. Cincinnati fans are thrilled that we have him, and you know, hopefully we'll have him for many, many years to come. He's reached the point where he can't go out publicly. I feel badly for anybody in those shoes. But he handles it well. He, you know, I think both of those quarterbacks benefit from the market that they're in. It's difficult, obviously, when you're a superstar of that magnitude, but it's probably not as crazy in places like Kansas City and Cincinnati like it would be in some bigger markets.
Right now we're talking to Dan Hoard. He is the play-by-play voice for the Cincinnati Bengals. I do want to ask you some game-specific questions, but Eli Apple is not very popular here in Kansas City. How popular is he in Cincinnati?
I think there are probably some people that would prefer that he put his phone away, that are probably turned off by some of his posts on social media, and I get that. But I can tell you inside the locker room he's popular because he's played really well in his 2 years with the Bengals. He came here with a reputation of not having had a very good NFL career for a guy who was a top 10 draft pick. But he's been very solid for Cincinnati, and they've needed him to be solid and more than solid this year. They lost Chidobe Awuzie, their best cover corner, on Halloween night against Cleveland, and they haven't lost a game since. 10 in a row without their best cover corner, and the play of Eli Apple's been a big reason why.
It's been 24/7 ankle watch here in Kansas City, as you would imagine. Patrick Mahomes, who knows what percentage he's going to play within the game. I know how closely we're tracking it. How closely are people in Cincinnati tracking it, or is it a, hey, we think Mahomes is going to play, we're ready to play up against anybody?
Well, everybody here is tracking it very closely, as you can imagine. But I think there's a feeling here and an understanding that he will play. His mobility is probably going to be a little bit compromised, but so what? He's Patrick Mahomes. He'll find a way. You know, one of the strengths, as you know better than I do, is his ability to run around and create plays outside of the pocket, and that might be missing. But if he's confined to the pocket, he might have the greatest arm talent of any quarterback in the history of the league. So nobody here is expecting a compromised Patrick Mahomes not to still be one of the best players in the game.
If you were out to dinner and somebody came up to you and asked you, hey, Dan, Kansas City's a really good team, why do you think Cincinnati is 3-0 against them? What would your answer be?
I think more than anything else, the Bengals defense has done an incredibly good job of at least limiting the Chiefs. You're not going to shut them down. Kansas City scored more than 30 points in one of those games, and the Bengals still won it 34-31. But I think the Bengals have probably had at least more success defensively than most of the other teams that Kansas City has played. Having said that, they've played three games. All three games were decided by 3 points. One of those games went to overtime. When you're talking about games like that, there are probably breaks that go in the winning team's favor. I think that's been true for Cincinnati. So nobody looks at those three games as some sort of proof that the Bengals have the Chiefs' number or anything like that. They've managed to pull out three very tight, tense games, and I suspect that Sunday's game is going to fit that description as well.
I think a lot of Chiefs fans look at the three games as we had control of those games in various stages, whether it was the first matchup last year and then some penalties happened late in the game that kind of kept Cincinnati in it. Kansas City blew the lead in the AFC Championship game and just played very un-Chiefs football the last 30, 35 minutes of that one heading into overtime, and then the Kelce fumble earlier this year. I think Chiefs fans kind of look at it more like missed opportunities when it's come up against Cincinnati.
I can't argue with any of that. I think there have been missed opportunities by Kansas City. Everything you said was factual. On the other hand, you've got to take advantage of those opportunities, and you've got to make big plays on your end, and the Bengals have. Whether it was ripping the ball away from Travis Kelce, whether it was the deflection in overtime last year that was intercepted by Von Bell, obviously the Bengals had something to do with those plays, but there's certainly some truth to what Chiefs fans are feeling.
Right now we're talking to Dan Hoard, voice for the Cincinnati Bengals here for a couple of more minutes. Cincinnati did a really good job against Travis Kelce the last time. He had 4 catches for 56 yards. We just talked about it, had the big fumble. What did Cincinnati do the last time that these two teams played each other that really slowed him down?
Well, I think that's one of the strengths of Lou Anarumo. Like most of the great defensive minds, beginning with Bill Belichick, his objective is to try to take away your best player as much as humanly possible. Last year in the AFC Championship game, Travis Kelce had 10 catches for 95 yards, so it doesn't always work. Now, he was on the same field as Tyreek Hill that day, and the Bengals did a good job against Tyreek. But, you know, Cincinnati is certainly going to gear its coverage toward trying to limit Travis as much as possible. The fact that he had 14 catches last week only makes that circle around him even bolder and brighter. So that's going to be the goal, but Andy Reid is one of the greatest offensive minds in the history of the game. So I'm sure he's going to scheme ways for Travis to get open as well.
Where's the place on the field that you think Cincinnati has the biggest advantage?
That's a good question. Maybe the running game. Isaiah Pacheco obviously has been great for about the last 10 games for Kansas City, and he actually averages more yards per carry than either Joe Mixon or Samaje Perine. I do think that the Bengals duo is outstanding. Perine had the big game in the regular season meeting this year with nearly 150 combined rushing and receiving yards, and Mixon was awesome last year in the AFC Championship game. Obviously, the receiving core for Cincinnati, if you don't, you know, include tight end as a receiver, I don't think there's a team in the league that's as good as Cincinnati there with Chase Higgins and Boyd. So I guess those would be the two things I would probably pick out, but it's not an overwhelming advantage, to say the least.
What are the places on the field that you're maybe most worried about that you think Kansas City could potentially exploit?
Well, the worry here is offensive line because of the three guys that are injured. They had the same five starting offensive linemen for 15 weeks, and then they started dropping like flies. They lost their right tackle on Christmas Eve. The Buffalo game obviously got postponed because of the DeMar Hamlin collapse, so that doesn't count. But in the game after that, they lost their right guard. And in the game after that, they lost their left tackle. It's generally impossible to overcome losing three starting offensive linemen at the very end of the season. But the subs played brilliantly last week against Buffalo. I think that was a very pleasant surprise to all of us. Can they do it again against a Chiefs front with Chris Jones leading the way is going to be a huge question mark for the Bengals in this game.
How has Cincinnati been able to do it? Because at least everybody else, and maybe it's not the concern in Cincinnati, it's been a, hey, this is the week that teams really get after Cincinnati. Look at all the injuries that they have on the offensive line, and yet last week it just wasn't an issue against Buffalo. How have they been able to scheme to really neutralize the fact that they have so many guys missing up front?
A couple of things. Number one, those guys played well, and the subs were high draft picks. So the starting left tackle last week and almost certainly this week will be a guy named Jackson Carman. He was a second-round draft pick last year. They tried him at guard last year. It didn't work out all that well. His college position was left tackle at Clemson on a national championship team. So he's a very talented player, and he played well last week. The starting right guard, Max Sharping, has come on. He was a second-round draft pick by Houston, another guy who's got an NFL pedigree. So at least they had talented players waiting in the wings, and those guys played well last week. And then in terms of the scheme, Joe Burrow gets it out of his hand as quickly as anybody but Tom Brady. Last week it was about 2.5 seconds per pass. So the offensive line has to protect Joe, but he also protects his offensive line by getting rid of the ball as quickly as just about anybody.
Two more things here, Dan, and we really appreciate your time. I'm really excited for this game. It's like we all knew that if Kansas City was going to go to the Super Bowl, that they were going to have to either beat Buffalo and Cincinnati. And now we're here that Cincinnati has just been such a thorn in the Chiefs' side over the last year, so that it's only fitting that if Kansas City wants to go to its third Super Bowl in four seasons, they have to overcome what has been their biggest challenge to do so.
Well, I'm excited about it as well because it's an AFC championship game. And this is five in a row for you guys. That's unbelievable, especially to have all five at home. But the Bengals had never won playoff games in back-to-back seasons. This is new territory for this franchise. They had been to Super Bowls before. They've been to three so far. But they've never been able to sustain it like this. So to be in this position in back-to-back years against a team that's been so dominant over the last 5 years since Patrick Mahomes has been the starting quarterback is amazing. And again, as you know, a Super Bowl run galvanizes a city. There's nothing like the NFL to rally people. Men, women, young, old, it doesn't matter. Everybody loves the NFL, and right now this city is completely crazy for the Bengals.
Last question here, Dan. We ask everybody this question. Chiefs win if, in your mind, Bengals win if, in your opinion?
I think in the Chiefs' case, the Chiefs win if they consistently pressure Joe Burrow. And that's happened before. It was obviously the biggest reason why the Rams beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl last year. Cincinnati just could not handle Aaron Donald in the second half of that game, and the Bengals wound up losing with less than 2 minutes to go. I guess I would say the Bengals win the game if they once again manage to at least contain Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs' offense. Chiefs are going to score their points, but can it be a reasonable number? It's been 24 the last two times the teams played. If it's something like that again, I would like Cincinnati's chances.
That is Dan Hoare joining us on the show today. He is the play-by-play voice for the Cincinnati Bengals. Really good stuff today, Dan. Really appreciate you making time to join us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.